This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms, the podcast where we celebrate the untamed journey of womanhood. Here, we tell the stories of incredible women who have embraced their authenticity, inspiring others to do the same.
From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to adventurers, we share triumphs, challenges, and the beauty of self-discovery. These are the stories of women blazing their own trails, breaking free, and blooming unapologetically.
Join us to connect, be inspired, and celebrate the power of women's stories. Together, let's rewrite the rules and embrace our wildness.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms. I'm your host, Amanda Riley.
And I'm Christy Riley. Welcome to the show, everybody.
You can tell it is winter time coming soon.
Coming soon.
Because...
No, it's fall time.
Winter time is coming soon because we're already sitting here before we record thinking of all the things we want to do differently for next year.
Yes.
That's totally us.
Yes. Yes.
This time of year.
Yes.
It's a little crisp bite in the air and we're like, all right... Let's change everything.
What are we doing for season three?
Let's just change everything. You're seeing the first change right now, which is a closer, tighter camera angle.
Right. Leveling up, y'all. Yeah. Leveling up. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
Totally.
Seeing what's coming fresh for season three.
Speaking of what's coming fresh and leveling up, Taylor Swift's new album is so good.
Yeah? I haven't listened to it.
I'm going to play a song for you before we leave. Okay. And it's what pops in my head every morning that I wake up now.
Here's the
thing is, clearly I'm a Taylor Swift stan. I am a 1989 girly and rep girly. We've had a lot of sad eras. Okay. We had Folklore. We had Evermore. We had Midnights. We had the Torture Poets Department. I have been listening to sad Taylor for years. All I wanted was a pop album.
You know
what I mean? All I wanted was like a, finally.
This is it.
She gave us one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
So I've had a great
week.
She's
engaged and getting married and all the things,
getting
right?
And
happy.
Wood, if you will. There's a song called Wood. And
this is fantastic.
I just saw that our girl is getting it in.
Yes.
With her band.
Yes.
She's never had an album where she's like,
yeah. I love this.
She's had like I'm in love, lover, with the album.
Right.
I'm so in love. This album is I'm getting freak nasty.
Nice.
And I'm like, hell yeah, girl.
Get it, girl.
And people are like, whoa, this album's a little, you know, and I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah.
Proud of everything.
Get your freak on, girl. Get your freak on.
When she is referencing Travis as a redwood tree, I'm like, honey, honey, honey. You see that video thing?
Okay, now.
Lifted up another guy on the golf course. She's like, lifting him up. They're celebrating.
Yes.
You can toss around a full-grown man with one arm.
Right.
What's he doing with Taylor?
Right.
I want to know.
Yeah. Well, we all do know.
For this album, sure do. I'll tell you that.
This is fantastic. I love that. Good for her. That's fantastic. I think everybody should be getting whatever freak they want on. Yay. Get on with your freaky self. You know what I mean?
I just love that you said whatever freak they want.
There's a lot of ways to get freaky. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like if everyone let everyone be as freaky wild, as weird as they want, we would be a lot better place right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd be a much happier arena. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Totally.
Like literally suppressing that, I think, makes people go mad. So. Right. Right.
Anyway, it's the time.
But you have your spooky earrings on.
I do have my little
pumpkin earrings. You look adorable.
I just realized I missed a huge patch of hair on my ankle when I was shaving. And it's giving werewolf. It's giving.
Well, that means you
tonight.
You know that. You know that spot is probably someplace that you have missed multiple times.
Oh my God. Yeah. This hair is aggressive. Yeah. Like, wow. Jesus. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. This is like a whole inch long.
But
I can pick this up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually the spot where you're like, that's been growing for a while. I usually, it's on the boat and I'll be like, oh. Oh, yeah. Hey, catching that in the sunlight, you're like, oh, that's that multiple times.
It's interesting. I haven't been playing pickleball and I wear leggings to the gym. So I found myself, oh, I'm going to wear a dress today. How long is this dress? Oh, mid ankle. Great. Only maybe, I don't know, 6 of my leg will be shaved today. What are the chances of it going past this height?
I will give you a little tidbit into your future. Once you turn a certain age and your eyesight starts to go and you can't see things up close, I can't really tell how long the hair on my legs are.
Yeah.
And so I find myself not really given two shits. So I'll wear a dress and I'll be like, maybe I haven't shaved in a minute. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And I can't see it. So
my body hair is very similar to my hair on my head in ways that most of it blonde, white, I might say gray, but then part are dark.
Yeah.
And so why is my ankle hair like black, but the rest of my leg hair is like blonde?
Yeah.
Anyway, weird. Beauty standards, weird. Today. This
is crazy topics, by the way. We're all over the place.
We are on part 4 of our 300 Things series.
No, this is fun. And boy, has this been an exercise, dude. Listen, I'm probably going to do a video and I'm going to tag this dude in it. The guy who I heard it from sort of breezed through it. Like, he did this in 2 days, right? Women, it'll be interesting to hear from all of you. I want to hear from all of you what all of your experiences is. Was this super easy for you to come up with all of these I have struggled almost with all of them except for travel.
Yeah.
To come up with enough 35.
Tell everyone what this week is.
This one is career and passion projects. Yes. Which I kind of had passion projects a little bit in other sections.
Slash creative work.
Creative work. Yeah.
But same thing.
And as a 50, almost 4-year-old, you know, like, I feel like your career ambitions, mine are there, but I'm not a 20-something looking to.
You're not like.
Right. So yeah. My list, I felt like, was shorter and it had a lot to do with Untamed Blossoms. But I struggled with coming up with enough. And I think I got to like 28. I definitely didn't get to 35.
Right.
And that was pushing myself, I felt like. But it just brings up a whole lot of. Every one of these, I feel like, has brought up a whole lot of contemplation for me. Like this exercise, excuse me, as a number two, as a people pleaser, you know, recovering people pleaser, somebody who's a caregiver who puts other needs first. Like some of this has been a real exercise for me in trying to figure out, like, you know, what do you want?
Right.
Just you.
Right.
Without considering anyone else, without how that's going to impact anyone, just you, just me, myself, and I. And it brings up, I feel like, a whole list of stuff, you know, of things. Like, am I doing it? Am I really, I make these big lofty statements on here. And then I look at my day to day and I'm like, am I doing, which literally led to a whole conversation about season 3 of the podcast today, about where do we need to go? What do we need to do? I get back into that mode of striving, right? And instead of just letting it arrive and come to me, I'm like, well, if this is really what I want, then what am I doing to move that needle forward, right? And how can I push on it? And so where do you find that balance? But each one of these sections has come up with something like that for me, where I've come to face something in my own psyche that I was like, huh, well,
Interesting that would show up like that.
Did that happen for you at all? And not in this one necessarily?
Not necessarily in this one. I will say I've had many, 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 many years of corporate America setting goals, career goals. My job was not only to do that for myself, but then to do it for all sometimes 80 employees that I had reporting to me. So goal setting, and we were doing it at work anyway for the real estate team that I'm on. So it's interesting because it was hard for me per se, but I also was like, well, I'm not putting, you know, do 100 open houses next year on this list. Like what I realized was, how do I look at the career in a bigger scope than I normally do? Because normally I'm like, what are the SMART goals that will help me be more successful next year versus, okay, if I'm looking at this as 300 things I want to do in my career, I try that blowout approach.
Yeah.
I will go through a couple.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
And I will start with real estate. And then later, after you go, I'll talk about podcast stuff. And then I have some things that aren't in either of those two buckets. But those are my main two buckets. For real estate, I put things like being known as an expert in first-time home buying.
Nice.
I realized through, you know, doing some of these transactions that I'm still a trainer at heart. And I still like to help people through things they don't know and explain things.
Right.
And people that are buying for the first time.
Need a lot of it. Yeah.
And I don't mind that at all. It doesn't bother me. I don't find it frustrating.
Right.
So that's important to me. Getting licensed in another state eventually. That's really important to me.
Yeah.
Like, where do Noah and I want to travel to the most in the U.S.? Like, where do we want to spend time at? And then can I get licensed there?
Right. That's a good goal.
Train new agents. Mm-hmm. Create online workshops for new agents for passive income. And then passive income for myself for real estate. Like, what can I do, whether it be a project or owning properties, that I can get passive income through being in real estate? And I have a lot of other ones for the podcast, but those are the main things I have for real estate. I think a lot of it comes down to, I've had this year, you know, a year and a half with the team.
Right.
And moving forward, like, what do I want it to look like more than just like selling houses? I'm going to always want to teach and be a trainer in some capacity.
Right.
And I love helping people. So what does that look like for me to grow in this career?
Right.
And that's where I really spent time thinking about, what does that look like?
Right. And it sounds like, in my opinion, being an ex real estate agent myself, that is more of a broker's role. Like, once you get to the broker spot, is that you are training, you are teaching, you are looking at people. So much
more of like the corporate bullshit, though, that I never want to go to. I don't want to have to be in meetings around budgets and allocation of funds for different things and enforcing NAR rules and I don't want to do anything like that.
Oh yeah.
So
that does feel very corporate-y. That's true.
Yeah. And that's what was great about doing this list is I, for the first time ever, thought to myself, oh God, I could easily see how I could go right back into that same pipeline if I'm not careful.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that never even occurred to me that my personality could lead me down the same road if I'm not careful. And so how do I be creative with the things that I like doing and be careful not to end up being an office manager?
Right.
Because that would be something I would do.
Yeah.
Unless not, I don't want to do that.
Right. Doing it for somebody else, but creating online content for new agents is something really necessary. Not everybody has a good team and not everybody gets the privilege of having great people that supporting them. It's really like a dog eat dog world out there, and it's really hard to get into, and especially get into with integrity. And I think people that really want to do it integrously even have less resources. Yeah. So,
And like you were saying earlier, like, you find out parts of yourself when you're doing this again. And I want to, well, one day I would love to have my own team one day down the line, right? Like, my team leaders are older than I am. So eventually one day they're going to retire.
Right.
Right. Like, right. Don't I want to do, no, Amanda, you do not want to run a team.
Right.
You doofus.
Right.
But the first thing I thought of was like, well, that obviously should be my next goal. Not next goal, but my goal.
Right.
That doesn't have to be my goal. So like, what is it about me that I'm constantly like, how can I make this the most difficult and all-encompassing thing in my life? Like, why do I got to go down that road?
Right. Right.
I don't want this to be that.
Yeah.
So don't.
Yeah.
This list really helps, I think, with that.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Okay. Mine.
Yeah.
Let's see what I feel like mine started to run into some other categories. Like, I feel like I was saying the same thing over and over again. Yeah. Continue to tell women's stories and champion those that are doing the hard work on this planet with podcasts. Get to 100 episodes. And that's just period, right? Like,
yeah,
above 100, just not you know, I think yeah. we're at ish. Is that right? Our episodes
for this year?
Total.
Oh, yeah. We're for this year.
This is 40 this year and
40. On December 28th.
Will we be 100 episodes?
No.
Oh.
But we have our end of year review.
Okay.
We will have done 50 episodes this season.
Wow.
We will do season 2 with 50 episodes. Season 1, we had 20 episodes. So we will be at 70 episodes by the end of this year.
Wow.
I know.
That's impressive.
That is.
I thought 100 was lofty. I thought we were like at 40 for some reason. I don't know. That's 40 for this year.
Yeah.
That's true. That's awesome. Have an actual shingle hunt at the street around Tame Blossoms.
Love that.
Get invited to be on a very well-known women's empowerment podcast.
Love that. It's a great goal.
Host a farm-to-table dinner series here on the farm with only female chefs. Publish my juju book.
Yes.
I do a juju book. Create a platform for other grandmothers who go by a different name to create their own book and sell online.
Beautiful.
Grandparents go by 1,000 different names. Whatever yeah. their oldest grandchild could pronounce is usually what it is. But you can't find, they all say grandma or grandpa or, you know.
Yeah.
There's a few, but you can't really get them for you if you wanted to. So I thought that would be cool, an idea. Secure sponsors for the show was one of my goals. Give a full 10 hours a week to finding the most interesting women to have on the show is one of mine. And then after our conversation today, I don't know about that one.
Ever-changing list.
Right? I love that. Learn about permaculture, growing from all the glorious humans that are helping me. So that will end up being some sort of career, I think. Not a career like in the sense of money-making necessarily, but...
Right.
Definitely in something that I wanted that for that was a creative endeavor for me, really.
I love that.
A line of medicinal products and other self-care products that come from the land. Maybe that we give away to our fans or to not necessarily something that I'm trying not to create everything into a business.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes mm-hmm. you just want to create things that if Untamed Blossoms is at a place that we really want it to be and it's thriving, that some of these products could be used as giveaways of things that we give to our guests when they come or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Where you're sharing the wealth with people. Open a very small, heart-led, food-centric, organic breakfast restaurant.
I love that.
Yeah. But a little one.
Baby one.
Little baby one. Yeah. There's something about a breakfast spot.
Yeah.
Really good food.
Yeah.
That's not being done anywhere that totally. I would love to do. So that might be something that he and I do in retirement. We'll see, like true retirement. Feature Ohioan women change makers in a mini series.
Love.
Yeah. Expand Untamed Blossoms internationally with potential guest hosts. Be cool.
Very cool.
Countries, if this goes the place and have guest hosts that are doing Untamed Blossoms interviews in other parts of the world. That'd be cool.
Very cool.
Or you and I are traveling to do international.
I wouldn't mind us traveling to international podcasting.
Just saying, universe, if that's in the cars, that would be great.
How else are we going to check off all the adventure?
Yeah.
Travel. 300 yeah. list things.
I thought about searching out and finding excellent women storytellers for the pod. So truly people who specialize in storytelling, whether that's by, I even started looking up going to, I think poets are storytellers. So people that are doing poetry is like have a way of creating that imagery in your mind with words that it would be cool to have somebody like that on. Continue to learn and implement what I learn in our business about regenerative entrepreneurship. Build an app for the Untamed Blossoms to track personal goals and workouts.
Very cool.
You've talked about that too. Grow our social media followers to over 100,000 authentically. That's what I wrote down.
Like that.
Due to an annual event for Untamed Blossoms guests, possibly have awards for several categories. Honoring our guests, giving people some love back. Help anyone wanting to be in the restaurant business when we can. I would love to interview Dr. Vandana Shiva, I think is how you pronounce her name. She is a physicist out of India who's also an avid activist for organic farmers and started a whole farm keeping sacred seeds that are not GMOs, that are found in, you know, historic nature. So what do they call those?
Ancient grains?
No, let's see. It's organic. There's a name for them. And for whatever reason, that's totally losing my mind. And then the rest of them, I was just going to put down people that I wanted to interview. And, you know, I talked about this before we started recording. Yes. And what I found was I had ChatGPT give me suggestions and, you know, and I wasn't connecting with all of those people. You know, yeah. I was like, oh, that's cool. But
yeah. Yeah.
Like having them on. So understood in that moment that that's where the list ended, because the people that I add to that list should be people that I really resonate with and their messaging and what they're doing in the world and having them on. And that's really the same thing that you and I came down to, is that it really should be people that we jive with that we're having on, not just anyone. So that is a good conversation.
I did write down some people.
Okay.
Because I have people immediately. Like I knew immediately. Okay. Like these, my number one was a successful podcast that has a revenue stream.
Yeah.
The next five are podcast guests.
Okay.
So this is where I went originally before I did anything else.
Right.
Interview Brene Brown.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you listen to her book, Becoming, and you don't want to interview her, I don't even know.
Right.
She is a beautiful storyteller.
Yes.
And has a very just profound insight of how she views things. Yeah. It was like incredible.
Yeah. Great.
Interview Kiki Palmer. She is also a great storyteller, and she is funny as fuck.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she did so many interviews. So there's a whole
thing. You have to understand my...
I know.
All of you. I am not a pop culture queen.
She just is hilarious, but she is a great interviewer. And she...
Okay. I'll look her up.
Man, love. Mel Robbins.
Yes.
And then Trixie and Katya. My favorite drag queens.
Yes.
And then I didn't put Bob on here, but I would love to interview Bob the drag queen. So those are just some people for me that I immediately was like, man, just thinking about like joyful or impactful interviewers, like those are the people I thought of.
Yeah.
There's a million other people that I would love to have on whatever.
Right. But
like, when I just thought of like impact, women, or joy.
Yeah.
That's kind of what came to me.
Yeah.
And then I also had travel the world and speak to women via the podcast. Nice. That's why I was like, listen, lady, we will be doing that.
Well, we have it together.
It's on my list. Host retreats and workshops in partnership with other women across the globe. Mentor women who want to get into leadership and podcasting. So those are some
like also that.
Podcast related items I had. Non-podcast related. Or real estate. Well, I guess this could be. But help create housing and planning for unhoused humans. I think being in real estate and caring a lot about people and the planet and women working to help find solutions for unhoused people is something important to me. And I would love to be able to help with that. Become a yoga instructor and help those with physical challenges, especially those living in larger bodies, is important. And I think that's really all I got to. But it's truly because I think I spent so much time goaling out my future.
Right.
So specifically that I didn't want this to feel like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
I think this is a cool project, right? This is the unhousing. And this really hit home to me too when there was literally thousands and thousands of empty rooms in hotel rooms, right? Just sitting empty. And people becoming unhoused so quickly, right? And having no place to go and it being, and I'm like, there's literally places for these people to sleep everywhere. And I know that that costs money for somebody. And I know that you don't just give that up and what it causes for, right? Like we had this whole conversation in Pittsburgh when we were there about homeless people. And a lot of times they're really high on whatever it is. And it was really scary for our 15-year-old to be, because we use local transportation. So we use a lot of busing. And it's just not something she was used to, right? She was not used to seeing it. It made her real uncomfortable. And I addressed it. And I was like, hey, of course, this is an adult. It's a bigger person than you. They're acting weird. Like they're not in control of themselves because they're not. Mm-hmm. So that should be a scary thing for you. You don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to become violent? Are they going to think that you're something that you're not? Like there's just this insecurity, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be afraid of all of them, right? Like that everybody in that situation is.
Well, this is a system that put them there.
Right.
Why is it that people that are struggling with addiction or literally missed one mortgage payment and it snowballed and they found themselves in a very unfortunate situation? Why is it that it is so difficult for people to get the support they need when things are hard?
Yeah.
I always think about that. Like I always think about, people always warn you about the homeless person or the unhoused person or the person that's on drugs. They don't ever warn you about the system that put them there.
Yeah.
They don't ever warn you about how certain policies, politics, politicians quite literally do not care what happens to people when they have a bad part of life, yeah. When they need support and help. They don't tell you how hard it is to get in programs or how hard it is to get resources that you need.
Right.
Until I met my husband who was in the military, I just thought, well, don't military people get all these benefits? And then you realize what it is and how little care or thought or funding there is for any of that truly, and how difficult they make it.
Yeah.
If you've never had to or known someone that needed a government assistance for something,
yeah,
and the kind of shade, honestly, the kind of judgment that people get that make them want to never use it.
Right.
It's like the system is so broken for this. And we're just warned about the person that's suffering from it, not the system that put them there. I'm like, gosh, that is something that I never wanted. Like, here's a solution I think would work because it's so complex.
Yeah.
But it's something that I would love to be a part of figuring out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There has to be.
So I thought that, and I was like, hey, there's all this here. Like, and literally people are on the streets and it's freezing and, you know, and how can we fix that? And there has to be something that our city governments can do in places that are literally empty.
Right. But instead they're putting bars on benches. So unhoused people can't sleep on benches and make parks look undesirable.
Yeah.
Right. Like there are other countries who are literally putting in, it's like these coverings that go over benches that you can pull over at night to help keep people warm. It's the same way how some countries are building overpasses that are green for animals to cross over them.
Yeah.
Safely. Or top of buildings, putting vegetation or planting things. Like, it's just, there are solutions out there.
Definitely.
And it's like,
yeah.
What are we engaging in here?
Yeah, it was, and this is a diversion from what we're talking about, but interesting nonetheless. When we went to Canada, I told you that I it was so surprising to me is that we were traveling on the boat through these canal systems. And so you stop and every lock has a marina and you're allowed to stay in that marina for free for up to 48 hours. They may charge you a little extra if you want electric. And then all around that, all around the locks, it's all a campground. And they have space for you to pitch a tent and to live there or to sleep there for free. Right. Yeah. Now, I don't know if there's limits on how many nights and all that stuff. Right. If you take up permanent residence and whatever, I mean, it might be an issue. But for the most part, like, it made me realize that our state parks, you have to pay to get in, you have to pay to camp, you have to pay to, right? Like, it's a fee to get in and experience these things, and they've turned it into this monetary thing. When yeah. Now you have to pay to go through the locks. It's definitely, you have, because they have to pay somebody to man that. And I understand that transaction, right. But the rest of it, I'm like, this is a person who literally I can drive into these parks and drive out without anybody having to do anything for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand why. I guess
we don't prioritize anything that isn't profitable.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
that's what it felt like. And I was like, man, you'd never find this nice of a for free, right? Yeah. A nice of a place to stay like this for free.
When you prioritize nature, you prioritize parks when that's important to you. As a people, you elect people who protect those things.
Yeah.
When making money and big business is important to the majority of the people that live in a country, they prioritize electing people that help fill their pockets. And that's just how that works, right? Like, there are so many other places that really prioritize protecting nature.
Yeah.
And it's like, we are definitely in an opposite situation here, and it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm hoping that there's hope on the horizon, you know, it gets worse to make everybody wake up and it gets better. You know, a lot of people have to pay attention to it in order for it to change. So,
yeah.
I'm hoping that we are coming full circle on that.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know.
Yeah, it's just, I think there are a lot of solutions out there, a lot of compassionate people out there. So I'm hoping to be a part of that one day, especially when it comes to housing and, you know, even already helping people who maybe don't have a huge budget or doing things like, it's just interesting to see perspectives from different lenses of, I can't live here. It doesn't have a sauna. No one I work with has said that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
No one I work with actually has been anything but a perfect sweet angel, but it's just like interesting to know that there are people who feel that way.
Right.
I've heard stories of people who feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, I can't live here. There are too many trees.
Right.
And I want to be able to manicure my lawn. Versus someone that's like, man, I just really want some peace and quiet.
Right.
And it's like,
yeah.
Perspective.
Yeah. And it, listen, I love where we live. A lot of trees. It comes with a lot of work. Right. Like, you got to be okay with it. You got to be okay with the pine needles everywhere and the leaves dropping right now. It is messy, but it's 100% worth it.
Yeah. And I was thinking, this is going to feel like a hard right for a second, but I was thinking about career and picking your career, right?
Yeah.
And how that parallels to like picking your house. Mm. Okay. Because when we, prior, before I had a house, so I lived in apartments. I wanted to be where the action was.
Yeah.
Put me in Grandview. Put me downtown. Put me where I can be around the people.
Right.
I got a little older. I wanted a townhome. And so I wanted to live in an LC community.
Right.
Because people, parties, pools, fun.
Right.
Right. So I wanted to live there.
Right.
When we got a house, what I wanted was natural light and two living spaces.
How far we've come.
And that's a big difference from what's the one that has the most walkable distance to a bar, right?
Right.
Like, that's a big difference.
Yeah, big jump.
And
big life changes happen in the middle of those two things.
When you're like, I can walk down this side road and I'm at a bar versus I would just like some natural light. That's and I'm not talking about the beer. I'm talking about actual natural sunshine.
You're like, I'm talking about sunlight.
And then I think career, I just thought, whoa, holy shit. I went through the same evolution as I did with my housing, right? Like, from where can I be in action and climb the highest corporate ladder? Where can I make the most, you know, moves? How can I
make the most money?
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm like, how do I make sure I don't get to where there's too much action? How do I get to where I have the most impact by being intentional with my time and my experience?
Yeah.
Like, I'm basically looking for all the places with natural light for my career.
Yeah.
Like, where can I get the most authentic sunshine coming into me that will bring me joy?
Right.
Versus, you know, a 2-minute walk.
Right.
The Red Door Tavern.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Right. So I just thought that was an interesting parallel that I was like, whoa. Truly, when you shift one area of your life, when you look at it from that like zoomed out space, you're like, yeah. this is the same choices I'm making in all the parts of my life.
Right.
Is to do things differently and with intent and with purpose and with space and with compassion
yeah.
versus, to quote Taylor Swift's new album, I'm not a bad bitch and this isn't savage. Like, I don't want any of that anymore. You know what right. I mean?
Yeah.
None of that resonates with me any longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be a bad bitch.
Well, and I think the lesson here that we've demonstrated is, one, we are all over the place today. So thank you for tolerating all of it. Two, it's an evolution.
Totally.
And although we're making this list now, this list may be irrelevant in 5 years based yeah. on the new versions of us that
right.
come out from all of the stuff that we're doing today. Right. Like, so who knows what that'll be, but you know, making this list though gives you a peek into where you're at and where you're headed, and it may change and it may evolve, and it may be that half of this doesn't resonate with us 5 years from now. Who knows?
But it's more than a list. I think that's what yeah. we're saying even today. It's like, it's more than a list. It's like a reflection.
Yeah.
And when you think of what lists you would have made 10 years ago, it's like, whoa.
None of this, hardly any of this stuff would be on there.
0% of mine would be.
Yeah.
0%.
Yep.
And it's like, whoa, how crazy. Honestly, 5 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
None of this would have been on my list. That's a huge thing to think about. Travel, probably maybe 30% would be on there that I had.
Yeah.
But like, it'd be crazy.
I know. I agree. Well, again, you guys, keep making your lists. Share it with your moms, your sisters, your friends. We would love for you guys to do this. And then, you know, the gift giving season is around the corner. Use it to make somebody's list, things on their list come true.
So you want to make things on our list come true this holiday season. Please be sure you're sharing this with your friends, your family. Share it on your social media, whether it be one episode that you really like, just the show link in general. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, iHeart. You know, we really want to grow next season. We want to get to as many women as we can, share as many stories as we can. And we can only do that if we have people liking, subscribing, and engaging with us, which is free 99.
Yeah. Leave us a review, guys. If you haven't done it and you love us and you listen to all of our episodes, we literally have 2 5-star reviews in certain platforms. And so that means that all of you that we know are listening, we see our demographics and we see our numbers. Very few of you have left us a review. So please.
Yeah.
It helps us a ton. If you can just take 5 minutes and leave us a review, that'd be great.
Yep. Well, until next time.
Love you guys.
Love
Thank you.
You.